This concert is dedicated to Clarence Hammons, and I knew Clarence from meeting him here and being to his house several times. I knew his first cousins over in Pocahontas County a whole lot more. They were the ones that were my mentors when it came to old time mountain music. And I would say everything that I know comes from that Hammons family, everything I know about old time music. The things that are worthwhile passing on, I learned from them. And there's something very, very, very powerful about that music that they have to offer. Clarence died this winter, and we've asked his son, Verl, to come here and sing some songs. Verl works over in Ohio, and he made the trip in, and I'd like to introduce him. Verl?
Thank you very much.
Earl says he's next to the oldest. I don't know whether that's next to the meanest or not.
Well, yeah. He's out there.
I can't see him.
Oh, he's all the way over on here.
All right.
He hasn't met my family, not many of them. He saw my dad one or two times, and we were talking about the boys and where I fell in the age range and all that stuff, so I was kind of showing him the ones that he hadn't met. But this guy's a pretty good entertainer. I never met him before today in my life. Let's give him a good, nice hand. Now, it takes a lot of nerve for me to come out here and follow an act like that. I'm not an entertainer.
You're not following
an act. I'm
not
a singer. I'm not nothing. But they asked me to come up here and represent my father because they're more or less putting this program on for his benefit. He passed away this April. And I don't know, I don't do a very good job of replacing him. He could do much better if he was here. But I'm gonna try to do one or two of the old songs that he used to do. And of course, these are old folk ballads. And about every one of them, there was a story I went with. You people that know this kind of music, follow this kind of music, know more about it than I do. But about every one of those songs that my dad used to do, he would tell us a story about it. What the song originated from and where it came from, you know. I don't know if his stories were exactly right or not, but the first one I'm gonna try to do here is called Jimmy Randville. And this story, it tells about this young couple. They were in love. And the boy, he went out hunting in the evening. Of course, the girl got the dishes done and stuff. She was going to go out to hunt him along the creek. And she still had her apron on and everything. And it got dark on the boy, and she was hunting down the creek for him. And he saw her, and he thought it was a swan, and he shot her. So that's about the way that the story is told to me. I don't know just where it happened or anything. These people, they study this music, and I don't. All I know about it is my dad used to sing some of them. And this Mike Klein here, he was a great fan of my father's. And he's a really nice guy. So I'm going to try to do a couple of these. And if I stumble through them, why, I don't want you throwing no rotten tomatoes or nothing. Boy, I've never seen so many people. Now I'm getting scared. Somebody hollered, boo, see that nice looking girl out there? I'm gonna jump right in her lap. Well, I'm gonna try this song. Come all you young heroes that handles a gun, beware of your shooting after the down sun. Jimmy Randville was hunting one late after dark. He shot at Molly Bender and he missed not his mark. And he ran up
beside her and found she was dead. In the front of her bosom, tears Jimmy shed. Then he ran back home with his gun in his hand. Dearest uncle, dearest uncle, Molly Bender I've killed. Up stepped his old father with his hair turning gray. Stay at home, dearest Jimmy, do not run away. Stay at home, my dear Jimmy, till your trial had drawn near, and the laws of our country will set Jimmy clear. Now the day of Jimmy's trial, Molly's ghost did appear, with her apron pinned around her, saying, Jimmy, come clear. You can take all the pretty girls and place them in a row. Molly Bender shone among them like a mountain of snow. Molly Bender, she's dead now and almost gone. With her apron pinned around her, she was shot for a swan.
Thank you, folks. I know you're just trying to be nice, but I brought my whole family with me. They would cheer for me if you didn't, so you don't have to if you don't want to. Anyway, this is another song here. Now, I never did get very much of the story on it. My dad seemed to think this fellow's name was Hiram Herbert, and this was back during the Civil War, and he was going from Kentucky through Tennessee. Well, this was after about the time the war was over, and they had these renegades and these gangs running around. They were robbing, you know, and stealing and killing people, women, children, and everything, and just taking anything they got their hands on. So my dad seemed to think that that's where this song came from. This man, he was crossing country looking for work, so the story goes from my father. And it's called Harm Herbert. That's the guy's name. And I'll try to do a little bit of it for you. And if I stumble, why, don't kick me. A sad and mournful story, the truth to you I'll tell. A sad and mournful story, the truth to you I'll tell, concerning one Harm Herbert and just the way he fell. He was traveling through this country, from old Kentucky came. He was traveling through this country, from old Kentucky came. He came to raise his family, this was to be his aim. But he was captured by the rebels, with chains they bound him fast. He was captured by the rebels, with chains they bound him fast. And they marched him to Cumberland River to try him for his life. They drove him up the hollows, they drove him up the hills. They drove him up the hollows. They drove him up the hill. In his place of execution, he begged to write his will. Farewell to friends and neighbors, likewise, my little child. Farewell to friends and neighbors, likewise, my little child. I'll leave this letter with you, for I am bound to die. They wrapped the cords around him and bound him to a tree. They wrapped the cords around him and bound him to a tree. With 11 balls shot through him, his body shrank away. Arm Herbert was not guilty, I've heard great many say. Arm Herbert was not guilty, I've heard great many say. That he was not in his county, but 90 miles away.
Thank you very much.
Let me talk.
He wants to talk. Okay, go ahead.
You notice he came out here accusing me of being an entertainer, and he doesn't know anything, and I can't hardly get a hold of the mic.
Well, I enjoy it. These people enjoy it. I enjoy it. No, I got a little story I want to tell you. I asked Mike if it'd be all right to throw a little humor in. These people take their music too serious. Now, I never take nothing serious. Maybe that's where I'm wrong. I don't know. Something's wrong, but I never did figure out what it was. And it's getting kind of late to try to start, so I'm just going to live it the same way. Well, I wanted to tell you this little story about one time I was down in Texas. Of course, this is back, you know, in the 1800s, you know. Well, what's funny about that? You don't know how old I am. See, I didn't tell you my age. Anyway, I went into town, you know, and I was there at the bar. This little feller, oh, he was only about 4 feet tall, you know. So he comes in, and man, he's wearing a great big pair of 44s. I looked out the door, and he had a great big white stallion tied out there. And man, he walks in the door, and he walks up the bar, and he says, "Give me some of that red eye." Well, that's what they call it. You know, I never called it that, but that's what they called it. So all these guys, you know, he was trying to act big. He kind of felt bad because he's such a little fella. So they just slipped away from the bar, you know, and kind of backed away, let him have the whole bar all by himself. So he turned around, you know, and he's feeling real good about this. And these guys thought, well, now we'll have a little fun out of him. This one fella says to the other, he says, "I'll tell you what you do, buddy." He says, "You run over there to the hardware store," and he said, "you get me a quart of paint." And he said, "you come back," and he said, "I'll paint that man's horse while he's in there, and we'll just see what he does." I said, "okay." So he runs over and gets the paint. He comes back, you know, and the old boy, he goes out, and he painted him black. The little feller, you know, he gets his red eye down, and out the door he went. Boy, he no more than got out the door. Here he comes just a-charging back in, you know, and he says, "I want to know the hombre that painted my horse." He said, "If I find out who the guy is," he said, "there's bound to be trouble." Just about that time, this big old 6'6" Texan raised up, and he said, "I painted your horse, buddy. What are you going to do about it?" He said, "I ain't going to do nothing." He said, "I just thought maybe if you wanted to put another coat on, I was going to tell you that first coat's dry." these guys don't throw me off, I'll tell you another one. There's some pretty big boys backstage. You got to watch what you say. But, you know, I met a guy here, well, down here on the street today. They was having music and stuff like that. And he drove over from Monterey, Virginia, across 250 there, you know. And I was talking to him, and he said, man, he said, I ain't never seen such steep hills in my life. I said, where's that? He said, coming across 250. He said, man, them things are straight up. I said, hey, buddy. I said, you never seen steep hills. I said, I hunted around over these grounds here, and I said, now, if you'd like to see some steep hills, I can show you some steep hills. Probably some of you around here knows where Clay Run is, you know. I told him, I said, well, now you go up there. I said, now, I went up there turkey hunting one time, and I said, they always told me if a tree growed again a hill, it had stand roots, you know, that grow down in the ground and keep it from upsetting down the hill. And I said, that ground's so steep up there, I said, these trees grows up, and those stay roots tried to grow down to hold them, and I said, they went clear in the creek, and they rotted off. And I said, the ones again the hill, I said, they got toenails on them. And I said, you lean again one of those trees? And I said, man, you can just hear them toenails scraping on them rocks trying to keep that tree from upset. So I said, the fellow that I was going up the hollow there, and I said, I was turkey hunting. And I said, he told me, he said, you go up there, he said, to the second fork of the creek here now, and he said, go up to the left, go up over that hill, and he said, when you get on the top, he said, there's a big flat bench up there, he says, and the turkey's been scratching up there. And I said, well, I'll just do that. I'll go up there. So I get up there, you know, and I'm pulling myself up the hill, you know, one bush after another, you know. And I got about halfway up, and I looked up again the hill, and I heard a noise, you know, and I looked, and here's a big old gobbler turkey. Now, if you'd ever seen ground this steep, he had one leg wrapped around a bush and scratching with the other foot. Now, that's how steep it was up there. I said, go up there, boy. Sorry, folks, I'm out of time. These guys will throw me off. Thank you very much.
He reminds me of Mr. Lee Hammonds, who wasn't any kin to the other Hammonds that I was around, but he was also kind of my mentor. Mr. Hammonds told about having a street fair over in Webster Springs, and this was sometime around the turn of the century. And there was a little boy, well, they had a platform built up they were dancing on, and this little boy was out there, and he was really bashful. And so they gave him a quarter to get up there and start dancing, and then had to give him 50 cents to get off. I had two quarters here I was rubbing together. We didn't have any hooks back there long enough. Thank you. That was really, really, really good singing. I really liked that. I've never heard him sing before, and I thought he did a really good job. I'm glad to see that's keeping on. Keeping on. Well, we're going to bring out another man who's a really, really good fiddler. His name's Melvin Wine. He's from over in Braxton County. And the lady that's accompanying him is, he says her name is Kate Bratt, but she says it's something else. Come on out. And Melvin doesn't know what he's going to do till he gets out here. I just wanted to tell you that, too. He hadn't told you yet, has he, Kate? Is it really Kate Bratt? Okay. Okay. She got it straight now. And the last tune, Melvin, I want you to tell me when the last tune is, and Phoebe's going to come out with her fiddlesticks then. Phoebe will be there. She's coming in. She's going to get her fiddlesticks out here and beat on his fiddle while he plays a tune. The last one.
Down a little. Now, if there's any talking here, Kate will do the talking. So we'll do mostly playing, huh?
Melvin, go ahead and tell them where you're from and anything about the music that that you think you could tell?
Oh, downtown Copeland. There's a dozen houses and a store and a post office. I moved over there during the Depression and never could get away. So we come over here to play for you. I come for your enjoyment, huh? I have to get situated. You know how it is when you play. I've got to get so it won't hit the chair with my bow and all that stuff. Get ready. We're going to play Twin Sisters. You ever hear that? That's like two ladies, huh? With the old garden gate. This is a kind of a waltz-like song, and it's a good one. I like this one. I went to Braxton County School where they had handicapped children. And there's some that size up. They was all pretty near crippled. Some of them couldn't talk, but I went to play and I told them, I said, when I play a waltz, you get in the move like this, you know. When I play a fast one, you can pat your feet and your hands. Hey, they done pretty good. They really did. They done a good job of it. Now I want to see some of that. When I play a good one, I want you to pat your hands. This is Jump Jim Crow. Now you can jump if you want to. It's a stepped up one. I'd rather be an old-time Christian as anything I know. Now, we used to have an old fella, and we had a tent meeting, and he'd sing it, and he's all over the church. Now, he didn't sing it slow. He sung it as fast as I play it.
Whiskey Before Breakfast.
All right. That'd make you sick, though.